This is CliffCentral.com.
We are on board the Crystal Serenity, and it's a massive and incredible hotel at sea, and there's got to be someone in charge of all of that. These things don't just happen. And his name is Scott Peterson. He is the hotel director. So you're actually 2IC to the captain in terms of that, right?
Well, we have different responsibilities, but Gareth, welcome to Crystal Serenity. Nice to have you on board, but we can argue as to who has bigger responsibilities, but we'll give it to the captain.
Scott, this is an incredible, well-run ship. People use that idiom when they talk about something that works terrifically well. It must be an incredible logistical and operational task to not just run a hotel at sea, but to run the kind of business that is being run on this ship, because it's 6-star. Congratulations, first of all. And second of all, how did this happen to you? How did you start in this world?
Well, I've actually been on and around cruise ships for close to 40 years. Oh. And for many years, I was actually more on the entertainment side as a cruise director. But I've been with Crystal. I'm in my 17th year. And as you know, as a cruise director, you kind of specialize your focus on entertainment and communication. And a lot of the skills that you use in dealing with entertainers and guests and communicating come in handy as a hotel director. You go from being a specialist as a cruise director to a generalist as a hotel director, where you're surrounded by a lot of talented people. Right. And you try to keep everybody focused and moving forward. So it's not that dissimilar to a cruise director, because you're surrounded by talented people again, mm-hmm. But you just have a singular focus. I mean, the beauty of, as a hotel director, you are working in many different areas, and they all impact the guest experience.
And some of them are obviously more public than others. I've seen that so much happens in such an understated and fluid fashion that you don't even realize it's happening. Some of the things probably around an area like housekeeping, they just seem to flow effortlessly. That obviously isn't effortless from the point of view of the people doing it, but for us as passengers, it feels like everything is just in perfect motion.
Well, that's when it's working perfectly. That's the goal, is you want a lot of this to be, you don't notice it other than the fact that it all works. And, you know, when you have a ship like this size, most cruise lines will put 2,500 guests on it, whereas we're in the neighborhood of 950, 980, especially once we come out of dry dock. So we have a tremendous, not only space-to-guest ratio on Crystal Serenity and Crystal Symphony, our two ocean ships, but also the guest-to-crew ratio. So that is where you're able to really look, have that attention to detail that might suffer if you have twice the amount of guests on a ship.
You've also got guests who have certain expectations, and I mean from an entertainment point of view, since that's something that I'm sure you know very well, and as you explained, it's something that you were very intimately involved in when you started in the business. But there are a lot of options available. You have a lot of choices before you decide to put things together for the ship, and then on the ship it seems that there are a lot of options too. So what's the filtering process there? How does it work?
Well, we like to say the nicest thing you can say, whether it has to do with entertainment or food and beverage, is that there's too much choice.
Yeah.
And our focus has always been about giving people choices, giving them options. We can do that from a dining side, because we have tremendous options when it comes to dining. We have the only partnership with renowned chef Nobu Matsuhisa at sea. No one else has that other than Crystal Cruises, so that's a great dynamic that you would enjoy when you come out here. From an entertainment standpoint, we have our Crystal on Broadway affiliation, where we have Broadway stars that come out and perform, and I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with Rick, the cruise director, yet, but he will tell you more about what goes on in the entertainment world. He has a plethora of choices, and we often hear in the luxury market, Crystal has the most in-depth entertainment and enrichment program, not to mention all of our dining options, and those are going to increase even more once we come out of dry dock in November of this year.
How do you go about choosing the people that work for you, whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in hospitality, whether it's in housekeeping, whether it's in, you know, interior decorating? How do you choose these things? How does that process work? I'd imagine, again, it must be a huge part due to experience. You can almost see it before you need to explain it to someone like me, but there must again be a process that has to be followed.
And we do. We have hiring agents. You know, our primary hiring agency for Crystal is in Oslo, Norway. Obviously, when it comes to an entertainment side, the entertainment department in Miami works with talent agents all over the place. But what we like to say is that we look for attitude and aptitude, and then when we bring them on board, we crystallize them. You know, we have a very specific program, and Crystal very early on, from the very outset in 1990, understood that in the old days, even when I started, staff on ships were very transient. And then they began to realize and recognize that staff are very expensive to not only recruit, but to train and retain. And so one of their biggest mantras from day one was to treat the crew in a manner that wasn't always customary. It's becoming more customary in the industry because everybody is looking for talented crew. And we have a very, very small percentage of turnover here. And some of our turnover now is that we have crew members that have been with Crystal almost 30 years. And so some of them have done their entire career at sea, and it's just a natural cycle. But we have less turnover than a traditional cruise line because we look for good people, and then we nurture good people, and we try to make sure that they're well looked after on board. We always say you're either someone who serves a Crystal guest, or you're someone who serves someone that serves a Crystal guest. So,
wow,
it's all pulling on the same rope.
We were talking to Gunther earlier about, he said it's very difficult because there are so few chefs in the world. What are the other areas that you can be, I suppose that you can be more specific about your own requirements in, and what are the areas where it's hard to find people in?
Well, I think Gunther hit the nail on the head. I mean, really top chefs, especially to the standard and level that Crystal goes, are difficult to find because everybody wants them. You know, they have become stars in their own right, as we know. I mean, I don't think we had very many celebrity chefs when I was growing up, but now you see them all the time. And in the nicest possible way, I like to say I thought entertainers had egos till you meet chefs, and you understand why they do, because what they do is exceptional.
Yeah.
It really is. And to produce our product to the level that we have on a Crystal ship on a regular basis with the consistency, and that's what people are looking for. They want to know that when they come in, it's going to be consistently good. And better than good, I should say. You need talented people, and that's a high-pressure environment. And so that's why Gunther rightly points out it is a challenge, and why we do our best when we do identify these people and hire them, do everything we can to keep them.
I have a challenge because I'm enjoying all the food and all the drink and all the entertainment so much that I'm worried I'm going to eventually have to be rolled off the ship at the end of this trip. You've got a gym and all kinds of other things, but there are other facilities that people might not know about. I mean, you've got a spa. There are cigar bars and all kinds of things going on. What do people sometimes find they're surprised by that they didn't expect?
I'm not sure cigar bar and fitness go hand in hand, but
they really don't. I did both yesterday.
Yeah, but you're right, and we know more and more as we move forward with our Diamond Class ships coming out, and even our Endeavor yacht, that fitness is important to our guests of all ages. You know, as we all age, more and more there is that focus on fitness. And we also have a promenade deck that most ships have done away with. And the promenade deck being the deck that you can literally walk completely around the ship. People love that. That harkens back to the days of the great ocean liners when people would either sit out on the promenade deck and watch the ocean or walk in that open air environment. So I think that surprises people that not only do we have them on our ships now, but that's a big focus that our president, Tom Wober, even pointed out in his promotion of the new version of our ships, is that we're going to keep that, whereas no one else does. They, you know, because they look at that as retail space, whether it is literally a retail or space that a room is going to be in. So we're dedicated to that whole, not only healthy lifestyle, but healthy food options. So yes, you can easily put on a few pounds out here, but you don't have to because, again, it comes back to choice. And we've got some great,
this is
healthy choices.
My problem, not yours, I assure you.
Yeah, what we can't do is teach willpower, Gareth. That's on you.
Now, there are people who come on here because they've got special occasions in their life that they'd like to commemorate. I mean, it is the sort of cruise that I would imagine is a milestone for some people. They invite their families. There are probably grandparents who are celebrating 60, 70, and 80th birthdays that they want to have their whole family with them, so they come on a cruise as a perhaps an extended family. There are people getting married. There are people who are renewing their vows. There might even be people who die on board without necessarily.
I've seen a few entertainers die on stage, but.
So, with all of these things, is it very difficult for you to arrange these bespoke experiences for people?
No, in fact, we love that. We love that we get multi-generational families, particularly in the summertime or around the holidays, for example. We have a great relationship with our travel partners, our travel agents, and we ask them typically to give us a heads up when someone is celebrating a significant milestone, whether it is a birthday, an anniversary, they're on their honeymoon, or as you say, they like to renew their wedding vows. It's a very special thing. I mean, the captains no longer actually marry someone at least on a Crystal Ocean ship, but we can certainly do the renewal of the wedding vows. And it's amazing the stories you get from people when they come out, and especially if they're celebrating their 50th, or actually 50 is not even a big milestone anymore for us. We'll have some guests that are well beyond that when it comes to an anniversary. And I love the stories that we get from some of our guests about how they first met. And so it's our pleasure to do that. So as with anything, especially as long as we know in advance, whether it is before the cruise starts or if someone comes on and forgot to tells us, we really do all we can to make it a memorable experience, because we realize that, you know, people have a choice. And when they take a Crystal cruise, we want it to be a really memorable experience.
This is my first one. It's already memorable. We're only into day two. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
This is CliffCentral.com.